The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. And she saw the stone had been removed. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." And so Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived first at the tomb. He bent down and he saw the burial cloths there, but he did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb, and he saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up by itself in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived first, and he saw, and he believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm going to ask a small Easter gift from people in the pews. Would you shuffle in just a little bit so that some of those who are standing may find a place to be seated? And also, I know there's a major assembly out there in the vestibule. I just want to remind you there's another Mass in the hall, and it's probably shorter. And by the way, if you go over now, you'll probably miss the collection. So you might want to think about doing that. It's a day of life. It's a day to celebrate, to sing, to give thanks, to praise God for the gifts of life. It's a time when we look at the journey of life, to follow Jesus Christ through suffering, through dying, and rising to new life. From darkness to light. Joan Chittister, in her marvelous book, Scarred by Struggle, Transformed by Hope, says this, it's probably true, that every life, she said she had never known anybody who didn't go through a great struggle in life. Struggle with death, with sickness, or with the unanswerable questions. Struggle with the unfairness of life. Perhaps struggle with a divorce. Struggle with betrayal in your life, where you were shamed, you were embarrassed. Struggle with our own human failings. But struggle belongs to everybody. I know I have gone through the seasons of life and the winter of struggling. It belongs to every one of us in some way. Struggle is a place of shadows. It's a place of darkness sometimes, but it's a place of questions. In our times of struggle, we question God. How could God do this? We question the church. We have many questions about the church. You do. And I do have questions about the church. But the question is an invitation. It's an invitation to look not just at someone else, but to look at ourselves. The question asks us to look deeper inside ourselves. Pope Francis says, a faith that does not have a question is a faith that needs to be questioned. In Joseph Heller's book, Catch 22, Colonel Korn agrees with Cleffinger that it is neither possible nor necessary to educate a person who has no questions. Questions are good. Questions lead us, call us to renew our faith. Defeat is not the struggle. Defeat is the failure to struggle, the failure to ask the question. We run, we bury this, we deny, we disguise it. It's there beneath the surface, and it changes the way we look at ourselves and the way we look at life. So when we come to celebrate the risen Jesus at Easter, it's a call to lift ourselves. There's somebody here struggling with an addiction. An addiction has many faces. There's somebody here struggling with fear, an overwhelming fear, struggling with personal failure in some way, grappling with a sin, wondering if I have really been forgiven, if I have forgiven myself, or if I have been forgiven around perhaps a division in a family that we see more clearly now on Easter Day. We're all carrying the wounds of being human. We're all so human. That's the place in which we hear the power of Jesus Christ calling us to resurrection and to new life. So how do we sanctify this day? Perhaps there is somebody in your life that needs your forgiveness. Perhaps you yourself need to ask somebody for forgiveness, to claim the freedom of the risen Jesus. There is somebody in your life who needs a blessing. They're discouraged. They feel separated. There's somebody in your life that needs an invitation to belong to your heart. Not something trivial, but something that comes from affection, from the heart. Who is it? We are less when we are in darkness, and we are called to new life in the risen Jesus Christ. There are people in the church that somehow have been told they don't belong, they don't qualify. They don't qualify to go to the Eucharist, yet before any of us goes to the Eucharist, tell me, what is our prayer? Say with me, Lord, I am not worthy, but only say the word. We say we're not worthy. We say we're not worthy. I say I am not worthy. Then how could I make a judgment about somebody else and say they're not worthy? We need to bless people. We need to embrace people. We need to bond with people with the affection and the life of the risen Jesus. And we are here as people of faith to proclaim to the world, Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And for each and every one of us, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Wow. In this manner, we will celebrate the life of the Easter day. Amen.